This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side on this great, great Thursday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio. And some of you people, you want to call. I don't want to get the same callers. Some shows have the same callers. I don't want to go that route. But don't be afraid to call. We can argue. Just don't cuss and don't go too crazy, because if you go crazy, I'll go crazier. But I talk to people out on the street and they're kind of afraid to call. Don't be afraid to call. I don't really know your name. Don't know where you live. I wouldn't hurt you if I did. But I talk to people, they call after the show all throughout this country. And I will tell you one thing. I am not a racist, as you all know. Trump's not a racist. They use that word like throwing away candy in a parade. But at the end of the day, when white people stand up for themselves, the niggers, not the proud blacks, as always, keep the proud black community out of all these equations, because they are decent people. No, don't need to get involved in this. Do not need to get involved. So I say to you, I have nothing but total respect for the proud black community. But you niggers, I have no respect for. I hate your guts. The crackers and the hunkies, the white boys are the same. You guys out raping, robbing, stealing, killing, selling dope, protesting, burning down everything. You guys are nothing but a bunch of bastards. I don't give a damn if you were purple. You're a bunch of bastards. I don't like you. If I can piss you off any way that I can, I'll be more than happy to. But as always, keep the proud black community out of this. Good white people that don't know and haven't been around the proud blacks, they're great people. They really are. The proud black community that work every day, that keep their houses clean, that keep their neighborhoods nice, that don't rob, rape, steal, their kids go to school, get a good education, and get a good job. Doesn't make any difference what color you are. But the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies, they just piss me off, and they're going to continue to piss me off. And I think I'll do it right now. Before I get started ranting and raving, I'm going to play another song dedicated to all the niggers. All the niggers, not the proud black community. Always, now somebody will say he doesn't like black people. That's not true. I don't like bad people. I don't give a damn if they're black, white, green, or purple. So I'm going to play this song for all you niggers. And there's a lot of crackers and hunkies out there that take advantage of our aid system. A lot of them that, they don't want to work. So they can get aid, they can get food stamps, they can get governmental housing, they can get governmental phones, they can get governmental TVs, governmental everything. I like to put my governmental foot up your governmental ass. But hypothetically, of course, because I don't believe in violence. But we're going to play this song just because I want to play it, just because I want to piss off some more niggers, just because you won't ever hear it on a white station, because white people are afraid. You white people, wake your asses up. I say no violence. I deplore violence. But wake your asses up and yell and shout for fair and equal treatment. You know, the niggers want fair and equal treatment. They've been getting fair and equal treatment for the last 20, 30 years. It's white people and white men. We're at the bottom of the rung. If you're a white guy, you're in trouble. Now, if you're black, you're okay. But if you're a white guy, you're in trouble. And it's just amazing how that goes. But think about it. The niggers want equal treatment. We want this and that. But they want to take away from the proud white community that works their ass off. They want to take away from the proud black community that works their ass off, but they want everything given to them. At the end of the day, who the hell's going to pay for this give me crap? And you notice that every one of these towns in this country, Baltimore on the map right now, has been run by Democrats, and some black Democrats. But they want to yell. They've got the audacity and nerve to yell and scream at the Republicans, who they call the white race. They call, hey, if I'm you black people, proud black people, I'd go Republican in a minute, because they've done nothing for you, the Democrats. And I'm not pimping the Republican Party. If it was just the opposite, I would say it. But what have you got in all these towns, these black towns, East St. Louis, Allerton, all these Detroit, Baltimore, all these black towns throughout this country? You've had black leadership for years and years. And you want to bitch about the white guys? All the billions of dollars that have been sent down through governmental programs the last 20, 30 years. You guys forget about that. Let's play this song. And again, this goes out to all my niggers and all my crackers and all my hunkies. This song's for you.
There you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't hitting nothing for me. You say all your ancestors were slaves, and that's the reason that you ought to get paid. You want something for nothing, you monkeys are all the same. You're putting all of the blame on whites. We violated your civil rights, but your civil rights movement is nothing but a shakedown game. So there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. There ain't a slave still living today. So tell me, why do you think we should pay for what we didn't do and what didn't happen to you? We can always go back home where the monkeys and the baboons roam. And if you ain't satisfied, that's exactly what you ought to do. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Man, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations and stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. And there you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Hey, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations, stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me.
Yes, 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 reparations. You're not getting anything from the proud white or the proud black anymore. That's the problem. We've had this generational crap that generation after generation, not the proud blacks, not the proud blacks, and always keep them out of the equation. They're great, great, decent people. But these niggers tell their grandkids, their kids, hey, just pop out 5 or 6 babies. You'll get a lot of money. You can go on aid. Don't have to have a job. And I would say to the black community, I think that's primarily your fault, because you elect these nigger politicians, and all these nigger politicians, and there's some proud black politicians, but the nigger politicians out there, all they want to do is take, 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 and give to their families and their friends. Now, when you want to blame the white people for everything, start blaming the black politicians in this great country the last 10, 15, 20 years. Don't throw it all off on the whites. And slavery. I think slavery was the worst thing that ever happened. I think everyone, I'm a patriot, I think everyone deserves to live free. But there are no, like the song Reparation says, there's no more slaves. We're trying to do right by everybody. We're not trying to pay anybody back. If there's any slaves out there that were slaves in the 1850s, get a hold of me and I'll give you $1 million cash. I promise you that. But there's no slaves left. But we're trying to do right, and I think in the last 25 years, we've done right. And I think the proud black community has recognized that, and I think the proud black community has taken advantage of it, got a good education, went out and got good jobs. But it's the niggers, it's the crackers, and the hunkies that keep this crap going, and we can't take it. We can't take it much longer. We got some callers. Go ahead, Thomas. You're on the dark side.
Morning, Reaper. How you doing today?
Fine.
You sound good.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You know, I opened up my Facebook this morning, and the first thing I see from the St. Clair County Freedom Coalition is this thing about how we're now going to have to pay a tax on vehicles that we trade in. And this was signed by that fat Fred Flintstone-looking guy with Madigan Tandem, puppet master, Mr. Pritzker. You know, this crap ticks me off. I'm getting to where I hate this, and I don't want to hate my state. I was born here, but it's not a good place to live anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous how bad we're getting taxed.
Yeah. Tom, what area do you live in?
I live in Belleville.
Live in Belleville.
Belleville, Swansea, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you, you're a proud white man?
Absolutely.
Well, let me hear it. I got to hear it.
I am a proud white man, and I don't apologize for being born white.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, Tom, let me tell you what. I'm going to steal that from you. I like that. I'm not going to apologize for being born white. No such thing as white privilege. This Gillibrand from New York, the senator, she wants to get elected so she can talk to white women about her white privilege. Now, I'm tired of hearing that white privilege crap. Have you ever had any slaves in your life, Tom?
No. My family never owned slaves. They came over on some boat years before me, generations before me. But I guarantee you never own any slaves, and I don't owe you anything. You know, if you do something for me, or if out of the kindness of my heart I want to give you something, that's something different. But don't come at me like I owe you something.
Well, you know, Tom, I say that, and you sound a little frustrated, and I don't blame you. But I say that to white people as well as black people. I don't owe anybody anything. If you're decent with me, you know what I used to tell my employees all the time? Show me respect, you'll get it back double. Show me disrespect, you'll get it back 10 times. So it's up to the person. It's not, I've never disliked somebody for the color of their skin, but I'll tell you what though, Tom, some of these black politicians, they want to keep the blacks and whites separated so they can benefit in their black communities. And I think a lot of times, sorry, not the proud blacks, but the niggers, they want to keep this racial crap going, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of white friends, you know, and I hate white trash as much as I hate niggers, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just as bad, if not worse. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that we got to deal with. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I was watching a TV show one time, and a guy mentioned the word TEAM, and it's an acronym supposedly for Together Everyone Achieves More. You know, if we stop bickering amongst ourselves and start working together, then maybe we could get past some of this ridiculous crap that's going on in this politics and, you know, trying to divide everybody and get back to making this country great again.
You know, Tom, thank you for the call, and thank you for that phrase. I like that. I'm not going to apologize for being born white. Tom, I'm gonna steal that from you, and thank you. But thank you very much. You make my show a little bit better. The man's right. They want us to apologize because we were born white. Now, you talk about discrimination And then you have this Hillebrand, Kristen Hillebrand. She's running for president. She's the Democratic senator out of New York. That she's going to be able to explain white privilege and what it is, and she can explain that to white people. I hate that crap. Now, here's a blonde. She probably's had everything she wanted. Her dad was probably rich. She probably married a rich guy, not because she cared about him, but because he had money. And she's going to talk about white privilege. I'm tired to hear about white privilege. I grew up in a housing project. There wasn't no white privilege. There wasn't no privilege. But see, these people talk that crap. And like this song, Reparation, you can go to any radio station, white radio station in this country, they won't play that song because they don't have the guts. They don't have the guts. They think it, they agree with me, but they don't have the guts. That's the problem. White people are going to have to start standing up, not against the Proud Blacks. The Proud Blacks will be with us whites. And they talk about the white trash Thomas did. It's the same thing with the niggers. I've had Proud Black people come up to me and tell me, keep up the good work. They want to be separated from the niggers, just like we want to be separated from the white trash, from the crackers, from the hunkies. It doesn't offend me if some black guy would say, hey, that white trash or those hunkies killed people or sold some dope and robbed somebody. That wouldn't offend me, because that's not me. That's not what I do. And that's not what the Proud Black community does. But boy, the niggers, they want to keep it up and keep it up. Got some more callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I'm Bob. I'm mad today. You show this cop driving a 71-year-old crazy woman out of a truck, hazing her, pulling his gun on her, because she kicked him between the legs. You know, when he had her on the ground, because she had a broken taillight. But yet these niggers drive around with no plate, no insurance, no tags. The cops are backing away from them. They're just targeting the people they can squeeze the money out of. Then the same thing in Dallas. If that old lady would have been black or a nigger, like that crazy guy in Dallas, a white guy, the schizophrenic cops are making jokes as he's laying there dying. Now, if that had been a black, these niggers would be out there protesting. I want to know, where is the white people out there protesting this? What the hell is wrong with white people? They don't stick together. The cops, I have respect for them, but they got two different rules now. Treat whitey different from blacky. Let blacky go on by with his plates hanging off his car. No tickets. Get the white person because we can squeeze some money out of them. Where's the white people after protesting a 71-year-old woman being trashed about by this cop? A cop should have just warned her and said, lady, you got a broken taillight. Next time I catch you, I'm going to give you a ticket. But yet, they let these niggers drive, do whatever they want. Now they're out in South County and robbing, after Tesson 21 in Bloomberg, robbed 7 stores. And I know why it's happening. Because the cops see a nigger in a neighborhood where you don't belong, like they used to, pull them over, see what's going on. They back off and let them go. You know, they're under orders. Yeah. And I'm mad as hell, Bob.
Yeah, well, Jim, I'm mad too. But let's don't blame the police officers. It's the politicians. A police officer can stop a white person, do what he's got to do, and doesn't get in any trouble. But let him stop a black for anything. They yell discrimination. They yell he was a racist. That's what's happening. It's not the policemen. The policemen don't like to do their job 100%, but they can't, Jim, and everybody else. I've been a police officer. I've been around these politicians. I know what they do. You know, they keep that crap up, and all that does is hurt the black community because they let these thugs keep going on in the black community, let them keep selling dope and doing what they're doing. And at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt the white community. It hurts the black community. But, Jim, I have to disagree with you. I understand what you're saying. Maybe he should have given that gal a warning. But I watched that on video, and I saw her being a smartass. And let me tell you, as an ex-police officer, just don't be a smartass when you get stopped by a policeman. You don't have to yes sir him, but you don't have to cuss him out either. If he gives you a ticket, take the ticket, contest it in court, get you an attorney. If it's something else, contest it, go to court. But I guarantee you, that white gal knew that taillight was broken. Now, that was a little much to stop and give her a ticket, but I don't know if we saw the whole thing. Maybe she got smart with this police officer, so he said, hey, I can legally give her a ticket. So I'm going to, and maybe that was it. That's the problem, Jim and everybody else. We've seen this Ferguson. We see all this crap, all these riots in California. The niggers antagonize the police officers. They antagonize the people, not the Proud Blacks, but the niggers antagonize people. And then whenever the police officers or their people respond or protect themselves or come after the niggers, then that's when the videos start. You never see the whole incident with these nigger videos. Now, you saw those police officers getting drenched with water. That's going all over the country, especially in New York. They're not showing the other tapes for 3 days later where the guys that threw the water got arrested. Oh no, they forget about that. They just show the pictures of these police officers getting doused with water, and it's happening more and more. And there's a state rep and the police organization, they're asking that to be a felony. Now I would ask you and anybody else, if that was you that were walking down the street, that one police officer and this nigger gang member come to find out, poured that bucket of water, that could have been acid, that could have been anything. Why are we going to tolerate that? Not as a white community, not as a black community, but as a decent American community. Why is anybody going to tolerate that? I think it should be a felony. They could have put some acid in there, could have burned those police officers' eyes. They run down the street, nobody knows who they are. So that's what pisses me off. So Jim, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I just wanted to call about the caller you just had before. I saw the whole thing that they were talking about, and she told the cop that it had been broke out her taillight for 6 months.
Oh, really?
And he said, well, I would have given you a warning if you wouldn't have told me that it had been broke like that for 6 months. She goes, well, I was just being honest. And he said, he wrote out the ticket and handed it. He says, it's going to be an $80 ticket. And she says, no, that's not fair. And he told her to get out of the car several times.
I watched that.
And she refused. And she tried to kick him in the groin. Well, at that point, I can see where she got tased.
Well, let me tell you, Nancy, being an ex-police officer, I would have done the same thing. But in some communities, she might have really got hurt. You know, she fell down. He didn't want to shoot her. He wanted to tase her. Back in the day, you get in a fight, somebody kicked me, they got some teeth knocked out. And that just wasn't me as a police officer in the late 70s or mid-70s. That was everybody. You didn't kick a police officer. And Nancy, you've never been a police officer, I'm sure. And I'll ask you and everybody else listening, when did it come to the point where people start disrespecting a police officer, which you can do, but when did it come to the point that people get violent with police officers for relatively no reason, which creates a major problem at the end of the day?
I don't know when it started, to be honest with you, but I always heard that if they tell you, if a police officer tells you to do something, do it. I mean, if you're going to go against them and disobey what they say and the rest, then you're just putting yourself in the position that you're putting yourself in. I didn't feel sorry for that lady. She treated that poor police officer like he was dirt. Well, maybe she shouldn't have got tased, but then if she'd have just signed the ticket, she could have gone home and done what she had to do. I don't blame the police officers in half of these things.
Yeah, well, Nancy, you said maybe she shouldn't have been tased. If she hadn't got tased, she would have got up and eventually done something else to that police officer, and matters would have got worse. I think that police officer did exactly what he should have done. Now, if that would have been a black person, all hell would have broke loose. And one of the callers before, maybe it was Jim, said, whites don't stick together, and they don't. If that would have been a black gal, all hell would have broke loose. There would have been riots in the streets, and that's why police officers have their hands tied, and they want to go home to their families at night, and they want to keep their jobs, so they just start looking the other way when it's black. If that would have been a black, I'll bet you this police officer wouldn't even have stopped him, and that's not fair to that white gal on that end, but that just shows you what the politicians have done to scare police officers into screwing with the niggers and the criminal element on the black side.
Yeah, I just called because that guy was so wrong. It was just terrible what he did. Well, she acted like a complete idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what she deserved.
Take the $80 ticket and move on. Now she's been charged with assault. It's going to cost her $2,000 or $3,000. So she's learned her lesson, hopefully. Nancy, thank you very much for the call. Greatly appreciated. You know, now there's a smart lady. There's a smart lady. But I have to tell you, good people, if it would have been, and I can't guarantee it, but I'd bet on it, if it had been a black person, there wouldn't have been this problem because that white police officer would have been afraid. He would have backed off. I don't even think he would have stopped him. And see, that hurts the white community because the niggers talk about discrimination and how they get picked on. White people are the only one that can be arrested today, because if that white gal's arrested, you don't see a big a congregation of people out there protesting the police, protesting the police department. Let it be a black. You good people know what would happen. And that's the problem. The niggers are trying to train us to leave them alone no matter what they do. And I don't think it's, and that wouldn't happen on my watch. And hopefully we're going to change this, because you people see, both proud white and proud black, you see the direction this crap's going, and it ain't going good. I had someone tell me, Bob, you say things nobody else will say, and you're damn straight, until they yank me off this air, which it won't be tomorrow, but they're on my ass since 2012. I'm going to be here saying what I want, saying how I feel, being honest with everybody, not being a racist, being a realist, and giving white people, that's why we have White Awareness Radio, the WAR radio network. Nobody keeps the white community informed. Black Entertainment Television, you heard me before, Black Police Officers Association, they all take care of their people, and I understand that, and I don't feel bad about that at all, but let a white person do that, then automatically you become a good racist. We've got some more callers. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud, you hear me, very proud to live in this great country. And very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and you people know that it's about time that we all make a change. It's about time we all make a change. You people hear me day in and day out, and you know what I'm talking about. You know it's true. So we have to keep up. We have to keep up what we're doing. We have to remember that black people are different than white people. White people are different than Chinese. Not that it makes any difference, but we all have different cultures to think about. We all have different likes and food and song. So for somebody to say we're all the same, no, we're not all the same. We're all equal. We're all equal, but we're not all the same. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad you've got other callers coming in with expressing their own opinions. It's good to hear some other people calling.
Yes, it is.
One thing I wanted to say was one of your callers had said that she didn't know what started all this abuse and aggression towards the police. It's been there, but it really ramped up during Ferguson. People don't know, but during Ferguson and the Michael Brown incident, that there were radical minimum wage $15 an hour protesters in the St. Louis area, buses of them. They would go to different locations, close down establishments, close down restaurants, trying to get the minimum wage. So you already had a radical group here which joined into that chaos that was going on there.
No, I agree, Steve, but you got to agree with me. Here's my analogy. You tell your child, keep out of the cookie jar. He grabs a cookie. Now, don't do it again. I'm going to give you a spanking. He does it again. You don't give him a spanking. Now, one more time, you're going to get a spanking. You never give him a spanking. That kid's going to clean out that cookie jar. Don't you think that's what's happened to the police agencies in this great country, especially after that Ferguson situation? It's like the police have no authority. These niggers, they know all they have to do is threaten, because they know the white people will back down because they don't want to get their towns burned up. Don't you think that's the way this situation unfolded?
No, you're exactly right. When Ferguson started on fire, I think they had 1,500 National Guard at a hangar over at Lambert Field. never brought any of them out. They used about 200 of them in the city for critical infrastructure. They held them in there. They didn't do anything. And that Sam Dotson, when he was on the city police department as chief, he started the downward spiral of that police department. It's walking around in red pump heels.
Well, that's for another day, Steve. But, hey, thanks for the call. I do agree with you, Steve. You're 100% right. It started in Ferguson, and it's gone all throughout this country. And we were here, and we watched Ferguson. And it wasn't anywhere like the newspaper said it was. And for a town to take and cut out the part of the road that a crap bum was killed on, trying to kill a police officer, that just shows you how asinine this whole situation is. But you can go all throughout the country, and they think Michael Brown's some kind of a black hero that, man, you know, he fought for the cause, and a white man gunned him down. That's what's going on, just like hands up, don't shoot. Remember that? That never happened. But that's still going on. Hands up, don't shoot my ass. But see, these niggers, not the proud blacks, but these niggers, they create a scenario. And once they create that scenario, they run with it. Never have any truth to it or a little bit of truth, but they run with it like it's the total truth. White people know different, but you know what white people do? They shut up. White people, now, you niggers, you're mad at me for saying nigger. Well, I'm chastising not the entire white community, because there's some like me that will stand up for what they believe and stand up for what's right and not sit back in the corner. But a lot of you white people, I'm pissed at you too, because we are the majority, and I don't want to do anything to the niggers, to the black community, to the Hispanic community, to the Asian community, but I don't want them, you hear me people, I don't want them doing anything to me in the white race. But it happens time and time and time again. We let it go. We let it go. We grit our teeth and say, that shouldn't happen. The hell with it shouldn't happen. It better quit happening. Go ahead, Skip. You're on the dark side.
Once again, you hate
go ahead.
People.
Go ahead. Hey, the nigger. Hey, don't call me nigger. This nigger don't even know who the hell he is. He skip one day, he's whatever one day, and then it's going to be MF. Hey, so Skippy boy, as always, just make sure your mama sends my shoes back that were underneath her bed. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why I can't get a decent black person. Well, of course, a decent black person would agree with me. I don't know why I can't get a nigger to have a decent conversation and tell me and all you proud white people and proud black people out there listening all throughout this country why we're racist. And you know what really amazes me watching this debate last night? What really amazes me, here's Cory Booker, who used the S-bomb, S-H-I, you know what it is. And he all, no, nobody said anything. And he also said, and this is what he said, some are from talking about the immigrants. Some are from S-holes, S-hole countries, and some are from worthy countries. Now, President Trump said the same thing. Remember that? Talk about some asswipe backward nations. And man, he got so much crap. They had demonstrations. But now Cory Booker, the nigger, he can say it. And nothing. You hear me? Nothing, nothing, nothing happens. Why the hell is that? But that was a side note. What really amazes me, I see Cory Booker. I see Kamala Harris. Now, these are two black people. They're running for president. Now, get my premise on this. They're running for president of this great United States. They're two blacks. Blacks are 16%, whites are 67, 68%, and then there's Hispanics along the way. So vastly, vastly white race in this great country of ours. Now here's two niggers that always cry racism on Trump, always cry racism on everybody, on the white people. Are they a bunch of idiots? They're two niggers. If they think this country's so racist, why are they running? They're not going to get a white vote if they think this country's full of white racists. See, that shows you how hypocritical these niggers are. They know this country's not racist. There's some racists on both sides of the racial aisle. But they're running for president of this great United States when it's 67% white in this country and 16% black. Now that shows you what big liars they are, what big hypocrites they are, because if they actually thought that this country was racist, totally racist, why would they run knowing that no white person, because we're all racist, no white person's gonna vote for a nigger? They know better than that. Cory Booker knows better than that. Kamala Harris knows better than that. But they want to play that crap when they're in their black community, when Booker's in New Jersey and Kamala Harris is out there in California, that asswipe liberal state. Then they talk the crap about racism, racism. Everybody's racist. The white people are all wrong. Well, apparently, they think the white people may vote for them. And if white people vote for them, that means this country's not racist. Same way with basketball. You've heard me 1,000 times. The NBA, 98% fan base is white. 98% player base is black. Now, if we were so racist in this great country of ours, you think the whites would come out? There wouldn't be 15 niggers in the stand. There wouldn't be, Spike Lee would be there, of course, and Jack Nicholson. But there wouldn't be 15, 20 niggers in the stand. White people aren't racist. Now, there are some white people who are racist, and there's some black people who are racist, but the vast majority of white people just want to get along. But the vast majority of white people also don't want to take a second seat. I told you that before, that I've earned, coming from the housing project, me and a lot of other poor people out there busted their ass their whole lives, took care of their families, both black and white. We've earned that seat at the front of the bus, and we're not giving it up. Now, we'll make room for somebody that works hard, that earns a seat at the front of the bus, no matter what color. We'll make room for you. But I'll be damned if you, anybody, black, white, green, yellow, or purple, is going to take my seat, because I've earned that seat. I'll scoot over a little bit. I'll make room for you. But see, the niggers, they want to take everything we have. They don't want the same thing we have. Niggers don't want the same thing white people have. They want what the white people have. They want what is ours. They don't want to get the same material things. They want our stuff, because see, you know slavery, you know reparations, you know civil rights, you know racism. They use those words. They throw those words around, seriously, like candy being thrown out on a float at some kind of summer parade. And it's amazing. It's amazing that us as white people and some of the black, proud black people, we sit back and take it and we say, yeah, never mind. It's going to go away. No, it's never, never, ever going to go away. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, you nasty bastard.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, Bob, I didn't see this traffic stop you're talking about, but I'm sure you've had them. I've had them. You know, if somebody tells me, F you, I'm not taking a ticket, put it under the windshield wiper and walk the hell away. Who cares?
Well, yeah, Dave, I agree, but some states now, you have, if you're going to get a ticket, you have to sign to acknowledge you got the ticket. So if you'd have put...
You know what, Bob? I'm not disputing what you're saying, but even if... refuse to sign. Who cares? I mean, to me, don't make an issue out of a non-issue.
Well, Dave, you're right, but being in the profession you're in and I was once in, if you don't do it the right way, it's always going to come back to bite you. It's always going to come back to bite you. And I know you're right, but there again, and you hear me every day, you can blame the politicians. They're the one that make the procedures. They're the one that make the laws, not the police officers.
Well, no, I agree with you there. And you know, as far as, look, do what you got to do. Just make sure you do it right. Dot your I's, cross your T's, and everything will work out all right. I mean, you know, Bob, you know as well as I do, when you ride an area, a beat, whatever you want to call it, you know the people in the area. If you don't recognize a car, you don't stop the car because of the driver. You stop the car because you don't recognize the car from the area.
Well, and you know what, though, Dave? You're right, but the way our society is today, the way the niggers have pushed us and keep pushing us, there's a lot, and I've talked to a lot of proud white police officers over there, especially in North City. They see things go on. They drive the other way, because I've had them tell me, Dave, hey, I want to go home to my family at night. I don't want to have to get fired for something I did that was right. And I think that hurts the whole city of St. Louis, but I think that really hurts the people in North St. Louis, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Bob, you know as well as I do, there are thousands of great people in North St. Louis that, for one, can't get out because financial restraints. Let's just say their house is worth $80,000, $90,000. they could probably only get 25 part. Who can afford to take that loss?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. And Dave, you know, it's a man. Thanks for the call. We're up against a heartbreak as always. Have a good weekend. That's the problem. There's a lot of proud blacks living in North St. Louis, living in these bad areas. They can't afford to go anyplace else. And now if it was all niggers, say in North St. Louis, give you a 50-block area in North St. Louis, put all the niggers there, don't ever call the police. Just let them niggers sell dope to each other, let them kill each other, rape each other, rob each other, burn each other's houses down. That's what needs to happen. But there's a lot of proud blacks in those communities, and we have to protect them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. I was going to finish up, but I can't now because the king, the best sportscaster in the state of Missouri, as said by this Missouri House of Representatives, the King, Kevin Slayton, KQQZ Sports Director and star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KQQZ. The King, Mr. Slayton, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I am good, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, I don't know. I'm next to the real. I mean, you were the king before, but now you're the real king. The best point. And I tell you what, I've watched you throughout the years. And I believe that. You know, the only reason you're not on NBC or CBS right now, because you don't kiss anybody's ass. You know
I
that?
Don't.
That's and that is in a nutshell. Same way with me. I'm not the worst talent. I'm a decent guy. But because I don't kiss anybody's ass, I'm the bad guy. You're one of the best sportscasters in the country. But because you don't kiss anybody's ass, because you tell the truth about the Cardinals, used to be the Rams and everybody else. People want to hear the truth. But then they don't want to hear the truth. I don't know.
They want to hear it as long as it's pleasing to their ears.
Oh, okay.
But if it's not, then they don't want to hear it.
I'll buy that. Yeah. I'll buy that. But again, congratulations on that great, great, great award. Everybody's talking about it.
It was very meaningful.
And on a somber note again, and I don't want to keep talking about it, but our condolences to your lovely sister, lovely lady, 62 years old. I know the Slayton family was tight. I know it upset you and the entire family, which it should.
Yes, it has, and we're working through it. We know she's at home now, and so she's out of misery, and that was, you know, the number one thing. When you're suffering through that evil disease called cancer,
yeah.
It never seems to get better. I mean, she had her ups, she had her downs, but she was in misery, and so we're happy she's home.
You know, a lot of people, and I was the same way with my son, we want to keep people breathing for us.
Our selfish reasons.
Yeah, for selfish reasons. And, you know, a lot of times you got to bite your tongue and say, hey, it's not about me. It's about my family member suffering.
Absolutely.
And so
and I prayed for her to go. I didn't want her suffering like that.
Yeah, I heard she was really in some bad pain. So
she was.
Well, she's in a better place. She was a great gal, great Slayton family. Hey, let me tell you.
Thank you for your kind tribute yesterday and the moment of silence you took.
That was only because it was warranted. And I wanted to pay respects to her, you, and the entire great Slayton family, and that was my honor to do that. We've got only a couple minutes, but I went to the ball game.
I heard.
Monday night. 15.
How'd you like those concession prices?
Yeah, I couldn't watch the ball game. I was so pissed about the concession prices. Now, Kevin, $15, and they talk about Cardinal Nation, and we love our fans. Now, here, I've got it here. At the Arizona Diamondbacks, $4 for a beer, $2 for a soda, and $2 for a hot dog. It's $10 for a hot dog, $12 for a soda, $10 for a little pretzel and some cheese. Do they disrespect the fans of St. Louis that much?
Yeah, first of all, those Diamondback prices are cheap. My gosh, let's go to games there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Even though they're too expensive.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But here, it's double that or triple that.
Yeah, it's about triple.
And it's embarrassing. I've always thought it was embarrassing. And don't forget parking. I mean, I know you took the Metrolink, and I park in the media spot. But if you don't, and you have to park down there, it's $30.
Yeah.
So,
but the Cardinals all talk about our great fans at the Cardinal. Oh, yeah. What kind of crap is that?
But let me reach into their pockets. I said you might as well, when you go to a game, the ticket takers and the ushers might as well wear masks and a gun because it's rolled up. Yeah.
And, you know, that ballpark village, they've taken taxpayers' money to run out patios, to run out Mike Shannon, to run out a lot of those restaurants and bars around the area. And this was taxpayers' money that helped pay for that ballpark village. How greedy can the St. Louis Cardinals be?
I cannot imagine how they treated Mike Shannon. His restaurant was there. It was a fixture. The outdoor bar was the gathering place and patios on the other side of the stadium.
And that guy spent over $1 million remodeling patios, they told me.
And now he's screwed.
Yeah.
Because when I used to go down there, we used to do our show down there. And on a Friday afternoon, patios was packed to the gills. Then he did all the remodeling, of course, but he didn't know that baseball or Paul Park Village was going to put him out of business. You go in there now, 25, 30 people.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing? You go to Ballpark Village, number one, they pat you down, up, down, round.
Right.
And then you go in there and you're paying an exorbitant amount for food. I mean, the Cardinals ought to come off their ass. They make enough money with their TV rights that they don't have to do that to all the fans.
And then you have the trade deadline yesterday and they let it come and go and won't spend a nickel.
Yeah.
Not a nickel. I mean, my friend who owns the Astros went out and got the most expensive pitcher yesterday.
I saw that, yeah.
And they're going to win the World Series again.
It's amazing. Hey, Kevin, we got to go. Thanks for stopping by. As always, the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 a.m. And I like Kevin because I say it too. The only station that has the guts and the nerve to broadcast both our shows. Couldn't do this anywhere else because we're not politically correct. You can't get this anywhere on mainstream radio in the country. So hopefully you're happy you have it. We've got listeners all throughout this great United States on both shows. So people, keep listening. Let's keep the faith. But as always, at the end of the day, the problem is the politicians. I know, again, you get tired of me saying that, but it's always these asswipe politicians. Elections are coming up. Let's listen to me. Let's listen to everybody else. Don't believe me. Don't believe everybody else. Listen to us. Research it. And decide who the best candidates for you, your family, and this great country are. And I guarantee you, after you research it, you'll find out that Bob Romanek was right, because I don't lie. I may not say it the way you want me to say it, but I guarantee you, I give you the facts. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians, these perverted punks. And at the end of the day, as always, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. When I say destroy, I say destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.